be prepared to make a mistake or two along the way. Be comfortable with that, I think, is what I would say.
Welcome back to the Content in Business podcast. And today we're talking to Paul Jenkins, who's the founder and managing director of The Pack Hub. The Pack Hub is a highly respected packaging innovation consultancy with over a decade in the industry. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here today.
I think, first of all, it would be good for you to give a bit of an overview of The Pack Hub.
We'd like to, yeah. It would be a good first thing to do. So, The Pack Hub is a packaging innovation consultancy. So, we work with anyone interested in packaging and packaging innovation. And the beauty of the internet and the connected world is that it's a truly international business. You know, we can customers from our desk anywhere in the world, in theory. So, yeah, we work with brand owners, retailers, packaging suppliers, agencies, consultants, universities, really helping them with their packaging innovation challenges.
Is that in the sense of like just a team expansion, you know, for people with capacity issues, or is it an elevated level of expertise?
Yeah, well, it's three or four services, really. So the one you're mentioning is more around our sort of technical support and project management service. We've got a team of technical experts that can help businesses large and small with a whole array of challenges and opportunities, really. Could be a half-day consultancy on something very specific and very short to deal with, through to a sort of 3 or 6 month assignment where we're really sort of in the business, sort of helping them deliver a very specific or a set of projects around that. So it can be really, really varied. And we get inquiries from, you know, mom and pop startups with an idea on a coffee table, through to, you know, some of the biggest businesses in the world that everyone sort of buy their brands in the local supermarket.
Oh, and how's the journey been so far? Has it been everything that you expected?
No. It is a really tough. We launched about 11 years ago, and I thought I knew quite a lot about business, but I've learned an awful lot in that time. And there was an awful lot of highs and an awful lot of lows in that time. And I think you sort of even out those highs and lows, and you sort of see, you look back and you realize that you have actually grown. Yeah, I could write 10 books for the experience I've had in the last 10 years compared to what I did when I was in the corporate world. But absolutely fantastic. I wouldn't swap 1 minute. I absolutely love it.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, I've seen your activity online, and it sounds like you're obviously really active. You do a load of great things. And what is it that's been the key elements of your business that's got you to this point? You know, what are those elements that have brought you this far?
Yeah, there's a few things. I think building a community is really important. You know, obviously with the internet, and LinkedIn is a hugely valuable tool. We're talking now really because of that LinkedIn connection, although obviously we did meet a few years ago. I think building a community is a really valuable asset because it allows you to build trust, and just sort of turning up online, people can see what your business is about and who you are. And so when you do first speak to people for the first time, they almost feel like they know you. And that is I realize that's a far more effective strategy than trying to overtly sell, if you like. So just post thoughts and ideas around the industry, which is packaging, just builds an element of status, if you like. I guess it's without thinking of the right word, rather than sort of, you know, buy my latest report or do this, do that, which nobody likes to be sold to. So it's a soft sell, I guess. So yeah, building a community and a network, and then taking time to nurture that network. You know, if you meet someone for the first time, don't go straight in for a sales pitch. just patiently bide your time, build a relationship, get to know them, Zoom calls, meet them face-to-face, emails. And at least then you're also better understanding what their needs are rather than assuming you've got a product that will fit them. I've been people will connect with me, want to connect with me on LinkedIn, and I will accept the request. And 2 minutes later, I'm getting a sales pitch, and they have not taken the time to even. Sometimes it's nothing at all to do with even packaging, and it's something that I have no interest in a million years. And I suppose if they were to have built some trust through turning up all the time on LinkedIn, and I could get to understand what their business is about and who they are. And then it makes it a lot easier to then introduce or suggest a product or something in due course. But yeah, so I think building a community is a big area. I think also feeling comfortable making mistakes, because there's lots of business books that talk about making mistakes, so that's the best thing you can do. But I do believe I've made lots of mistakes over the years. I look back sometimes and think, I can't believe I did that. But you've got to try things, and then if you don't try them, then you don't know it's the wrong thing to do, if that makes sense. So the next time, you do something slightly different. My career hasn't been completely error-ridden. We have done some good stuff and had some successes. But I think being free to make a mistake or two along the way, it's never going to crash the business. You should come out the other side. So, I think that being prepared to try stuff, and if they don't work, move on and learn from them.
Yeah, it's a couple of things that just picked up on from that. Is obviously the first thing saying about building a community, and obviously you mentioned that, but what you were kind of inadvertently mentioning was the adding value, like you say, not going in for the hard sell, adding some value first, demonstrating thought leadership, with content, with your message and with advice and everything. And I can imagine, well, obviously myself used to work in packaging, I know that there are, it's an absolute minefield, and it's such a widespread topic, isn't it? Packaging.
Yeah. So for example, you said about adding value, that makes me think of, we do lots of newsletters, and sometimes it is sort of specific to a product you're selling. So a new report you're launching, or a webinar or an event or something. But often our content is adding value, as you said. I mean, it's giving information that is of value to the reader, hopefully. But that means people are more likely to stay subscribed. They're more likely to suggest and recommend to colleagues. And again, it's back to that building trust again. If you keep turning up with good content, they're thinking, these guys know what they're talking about. In the event that I have a product that they want, that they're much more likely to be further down that sort of the sales funnel, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the second point was, the whole thing about failure. Is it Michael Jordan who said, "I failed my way to success"? One of the most successful basketball players of all time. Absolutely, yeah. Ultimately, failure is, more often than not, it's learning, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think another saying I've heard, which I'm not sure where it's come from, is "I was an overnight success. It just took 10 years." I was quite naive to the small business, owning your own business world when I started. And, I'd hear stories of people say, I left my corporate world and started the business, and I was turning over 7 figures in 3 weeks. And I'm like, wow, how did you do that? And I realize it's mainly made up. You need to be very, very lucky or doing something very illegal to be that successful so quickly. So, success does take time. It really does. And it isn't linear. It isn't, well, it can be. I mean, some businesses just are successful from quite early on, but the vast, vast majority take a lot of time. I read, Phil Daniels' book, About Something About a Shoe Dog, founder of Nike. And wow, I mean, the ups and downs they had, or he had.
Yeah.
10, 15, 20 years of cash flow challenges and brands, counterfeiting issues and supplier challenges, and you know, he nearly went out of business number of times. So, and look where they are now, they're one of the biggest businesses in the world. So I think it's you have to accept that it's journey is one of up and down. But as I said, when you look back after a period of time, you realize you've actually grown. No such thing as an overnight thing, really.
Yeah. Well, even when you see that the Nike movie that was put out about Michael Jordan and their shoes, and you didn't realize that it was such a struggle for them to actually get that deal. You know, they were the underdogs in the whole yeah. process, you know. Incredible. So what's the dream? What's the vision for the company? What's your kind of ultimate goal for the Pack Hub?
Well, there's been some changes in the business recently. So I've just bought out my business partner. So that means I have complete control of the business, which, going back to mistakes, it means I'm free to make my own mistakes, I guess. It also means I can take the business in a slightly different direction, a more ambitious direction. So I have ambitious plans to grow the business, having learned so much over the last 10 or 11 years. Over the next 4 to 5 years, is hopefully a significant sort of growth path. As I said, having learned so much, what works and doesn't work, and I've never been in a better position to know what my customers want, I think. Although another success tool is to listen to your market, and we've launched products in the past where we've assumed we know what they want. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But so easy now with email and WhatsApp and Zoom calls just to connect with your network that you built and say, look, we're about to launch something. Is this something that might be of interest to you? And they might say, yeah, I'll buy that. Or it sounds too expensive. Or why don't you include this and that? And that is invaluable, can be invaluable. So I'm about to embark on a new product, and I've got a list of 20 contacts across a range of different companies to get their feedback. So I'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks.
And I know you kind of touched on this, but are there any major challenges that you can see in realizing that new direction and that vision?
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking for high growth, you have challenges around cash flow. You have challenges around staff. So we're recruiting and using consultants to deliver that growth. Two things, obviously competitors, it's a big market out there, but that means there's a lot of potential people, businesses that can sort of eat into what we're doing. And then there are sort of externalities that you have no control over. So, you know, we've had the last few years quite a lot on every business person has had this, obviously with COVID and the various wars and hyperinflation. Brexit has had an impact. AI is going to have an impact. I'm surprised how little the business community seems to be concerned about what impact it might have for certain industries, including the packaging industry. There's lots of opportunities, but it's still a big threat as well. So there are a multitude of things. And if you'd asked me this question 5 years ago, I wouldn't have said COVID, I wouldn't have said Ukraine, I wouldn't have said Brexit. Well, I might have said 5 years ago. But so you're asking me now, and there's things that are coming down the line that we just don't know, we can't anticipate. So just have to, you can only worry about what you can control, I guess, and deal with those things that everyone has to deal with.
Yeah.
Just calmly and in the right way, if you can.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I'm a stoic, and so I follow a lot of the Stoic philosophy, and a lot of their a lot of the mantra there is kind of things will always be the same. There'll always be, you know, pandemics, there'll always be wars, there'll always be money challenges, you know, commerce challenges. And you know, as soon as you kind of make your peace with the fact that that will always be a constant in some form or another, whether it's a combination or whether it's a single one of those things, and just exactly that, concentrate on the sphere of control, as they call it. As soon as you start concentrating on, and you just concentrate on that, then yeah, things may, whether or not they become easier, you certainly your mind is a little bit more rested.
I just think nothing gets easier, does it? It's just sort of some new challenges and new problems, and maybe you stretch yourself more to make things harder for yourself.
Just different. So how do you market the business currently? Like, what works for you? I know you kind of touched on the community thing already, but what works for you in terms of marketing, what of those things do you find tough as well?
Yeah, so sort of a two-pronged approach, really, which is to build the pack up as a brand. So we're keen to, I'm really proud when I go to an international event and somebody in a different market, it's, oh yeah, I know the pack up. I've seen what you do on LinkedIn. I'll get your newsletter. And, you know, I'll put one of your reports, and that's hugely, makes me very proud. So building the pack up brand is a priority, but also building my brand as a packaging expert is also important. So that allows me to be invited to present at various events as an expert in packaging trends. So, you know, that then further supports my business. So, whether that's right or not, I've got a two-strand strategy of building the pack up as well as building my reputation and my name in the market. So, I think it works. I didn't mention at the beginning, but one of our main products is this thing called the Innovation Zone. We've got nearly 8,000 packaging innovations on the platform. And it's a member subscription. We've got quite a few brand owners and retailers and packaging suppliers that are members. So what that platform allows me to do is, because we've got all these innovations and I've either written or proofread every single one, I know an awful lot about what's going on in the packaging market. So that is, you know, a really strong asset, because there's all that. We need a presentation on packaging trends. I know who can do that. So I think that's our sort of not our USP, but that is the one thing that differentiates us from our similar businesses in the market, is that we have that really strong understanding of packaging trends and innovations.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the personal brand absolutely is a. You know, it's a massive unlock if it's done well. So it's good to see that you're kind of, you know, tapping into that a little bit and using that to leverage the business. Okay, so kind of last question is what with obviously this experience you've mentioned today, what's the one piece of advice that you give to another business owner?
I'm not sure I'm going to say anything new here because you've already had three or four gems from me I think being prepared to make mistakes, not deliberately, but be prepared to be comfortable with that, I think, because this isn't this is not Strictly Come Dancing where you need to get tens. You need to fall on your backside a few times. Keep that analogy going. to then get to the end, you know, to know what works and doesn't work. So I would be, my biggest piece of advice is be prepared to make a mistake or two along the way. I mean, that shouldn't be your modus operandi. You should be looking to succeed as much as possible, but be comfortable with that, I think, is what I would say.
That's great advice. That's great advice. You can find the Pack Hub at www.thepackhub.com. We'll link to that in the show notes, and we'll also link to your social accounts as well. Thank you so much. This has been a good conversation. I think we could probably, we're just about time now, but I think we could probably go on and talk some of the things that you've mentioned. I think we could talk plenty more, and maybe we can in future. So thank you very much for taking the time for the conversation, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to catching up again. And for everybody listening, you can find the links that we mentioned in the show notes. You can find all Contenting Business episodes at playfairmarketing.com/podcast and on all major podcast platforms. And until the next time, thanks for listening. Thanks, Paul.